WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Your daily dose of wisdom with a side of snark, because let's face it, life can be both beautiful and totally bananas. And today, we're diving deep into something that trips us all up at some point. Regret. Ever looked back on a decision and thought, ugh, I could have done that differently? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Dwelling on the past won't change anything. It's like trying to unspill milk, you just end up with a sticky mess. Instead, let's focus on how to use those past experiences as fuel for personal growth. We're talking about turning regret into a roadmap for a brighter future. First things first, acknowledge that regret is a normal human emotion. It doesn't mean you messed up, it means you're learning and evolving. Remember that time you thought your haircut was super edgy only to realize months later it looked like something out of a 90s sitcom. You probably felt some regret then, but did it break you? Aw. You laughed it off, learned your lesson, and moved on. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the bumpy terrain of regret. 1. Own it. Don't shy away from those uncomfortable feelings. Acknowledging regret is the first step to processing it. Pretending it doesn't exist just lets it fester like a bad case of athlete's foot. So face it head on. Ask yourself, what do I regret? Why do I regret it? What could I have done differently? You know that feeling when you finally confess something to your bestie and it feels like a weight lifted off your chest? It's kinda like that. 2. Don't dwell. Once you've acknowledged your regrets, resist the urge to replay them on loop in your head. Think of it this way. Dwelling on the past is like watching a bad movie over and over again. It doesn't get any better, only more painful. Focus your energy on the present moment and what you can control right now. 3. Learn from it. This is the golden nugget. Every mistake, every oops moment is a valuable lesson waiting to be learned. Remember that time you burnt dinner because you forgot to turn down the heat? Yeah, that probably sucked at the time, but it taught you something crucial about kitchen management. Think of your regrets as stepping stones on the path to wisdom. 4. Practice forgiveness. This one's a doozy, but trust me, it's worth it. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. We all screw up sometimes. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. You know that saying, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Yeah, that's pretty much what happens. Let go of the guilt and shame and focus on moving forward with a clean slate. 5. Look ahead. Don't let regret hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Use it as motivation to make positive changes in your life. You've learned your lessons, so now it's time to apply them. What do you want to accomplish? What are you passionate about? Go after it with everything you've got. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine your friend cancels on you last minute for that concert you were hyped about. He probably feel let down, maybe even a little resentful. That's totally normal. But instead of dwelling on the disappointment, try to see it as an opportunity. Maybe use the time to catch up on a book you've been meaning to read, or call another friend for a different kind of fun night. You can even reach out to your friend and have a candid conversation about what happened, fostering better communication in the future. So remember, folks, regret is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. By owning our mistakes, learning from them, and focusing on personal growth, we can turn those what-ifs into next steps. Think of it like this. Life isn't about avoiding the potholes, it's about navigating them with grace and using them as opportunities for a smoother ride ahead. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Remember to share your thoughts, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the stoic journey going together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.